my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening today on Friday. And I want to just say a word. Sunday is Mother's Day. Fellas, you've got plenty of time. You have today, Friday, you have tomorrow. Plan it all. Plan your menu for your lunches. Plan your presents. Plan to do the dishes. Plan to wait on your wife. Don't be out in the car honking the horn. Where are you, woman? No, don't do that. Don't do that at all. But instead, just dedicate your life. If you have a mother or a wife, you make it a special day. And the kids, I hope that you will. So consequently, our music today is always regarding mama. And we have the Epleys singing for us, "Hello, Mama. I just called to tell you I love this song." Let's have the Epleys sing it right now.
"Hello, Mama.
I just called to tell you all those tears you shed for me, they were not in vain. Something happened tonight while driving down a country road. I thought that you should be the first to know that I'm not the same. And all those dreary days are over now. The sleepless nights are past. All those prayers that you have prayed so long are answered now. Child I used to be, Mama, you can sleep tonight, for I found Jesus. Now everything's all right. I remember you kneeling by my bed each night while I would sleep. You'd pray and ask the Lord my soul to keep, that I might find the way. And I'm so thankful that through my loneliness and wasted years, your prayers kept ringing in my ears every night and day. Sleepless nights are past. All those prayers that you have prayed so long are answered now at last. For I'm not the child I used to be, Mama, you can see tonight. For I found Jesus. Now everything's all right. For I'm not the child I used to be, Mama, you can sleep tonight. For I found Jesus. Now everything's all right. Everything's all
I want to sincerely thank you for listening this week. We've been talking about serving Jesus. Serve him with humility of heart. Serve him with a fervent spirit. serve Him with gladness, serve Him by making a choice for God. And today, I want you to know all of your effort is going to be, as you choose to serve God, He will honor it. And so we're in John chapter 12, if you want to get your Bibles ready. And we've got one more song about Mama and about thank God for who her and who she is. I believe you're going to love it. It's a song of goodly heritage. I have such a goodly heritage, and I'm certain you do as well. We'll have the singer sing for us right now, and then the Bible study, John chapter 12, in just a moment. Today we find ourselves in John chapter 12, and of course this is the day of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and they took the palm branches and the trees, and they sang out, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. 1 week later, they're crucifying him. People are so fickle. But the Bible says in chapter 12, in verse 25, he that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Here's a verse, 26. If any man serve me, we're talking about service this week, serving Jesus with humility of heart, serving Jesus with a fervent spirit, serving Jesus with gladness, serving Jesus for a lifetime. And now today, serving Jesus, because look what it says in verse 26. If any man serve him, let him follow me. And where I am, there also my servant be. If any man serve me, here it is, him will my Father honor. Can I tell you this, child of God? You serve Jesus Christ, God will honor you. The word honor is to give high respect. We're to honor our mother and father. We're to honor the Lord with our first fruits. We're to honor him with our love and devotion. And God says, if you serve me, I will honor you. God says, I'm going to pay you. I'm going to highly exalt you. I'll lift you up. I don't know. Maybe it might be in this lifetime. But I do know that there's coming the judgment seat of Christ. For we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive those things done in the body. And God says it's either going to be wood, hay, or stubble, or precious stone and silver and gold. I want my trophies. There's five different trophies you can win at the judgment seat. And if I get a trophy, I want to be able to get it, not to wear my crown in heaven, not to walk around Golden Avenue saying, look at what I won for Jesus. Well, where's your crown? No, no, no. My job is Revelation 5:10 to cast my crowns at his nail-scarred feet and say, Lord, thou art worthy to receive honor and majesty and power and glory and forever and ever. And it will give me an opportunity. You know, I think of the Bible says, are you going to suffer loss? Twice in the book of Revelation, God's going to have to wipe away tears. I wonder if God's going to have to wipe away tears because there are no crowns to offer the Lord Jesus. I've been serving God for full-time 54 years now, pastoring this church over 50 years. And can you imagine when God calls me to the throne of grace, Jack Treiber, and my granddaughter Ashlyn is expecting her first baby any day now. My granddaughter says to all of our grandkids, 14 of them, Papa's coming. Oh, this is going to be great. He served God a lifetime. He served God at North Valley Baptist Church. He served him serving the King of Kings. Oh, this is going to be great. And God says, Jack, no crowns for you, son. You did it for yourself, didn't you? You did it for pride. You did it for your self-will. You were not dedicated. You were not filled with the Spirit. You did it in your own flesh. Oh, Brother Jules, that thought just grieves me. And I'm going to have to walk away and turn. I'll have to face them because that's what we must all appear. The word appear, and the word's going to be made manifest. Manifest is publicly exposed. Jack Treiber's life is going to be publicly exposed at the judgment seat of Christ, whether I did those things for myself or whether I did them for the King of Kings. And as we look back over this week, serve God, serve Jesus, serve him with humility of mind, serve him with a fervent, red-hot, boiling spirit, serve him with gladness, I get to do this, serve him making a choice for a lifetime, and serve him because God says, I'm going to honor you one day. I love you folks so very much. Let's not forget, Sunday is Mother's Day. Oh, make it just one thing after another. Make it a day that mother, maybe your last one with your mother, will. She'll never forget Mother's Day 2026. Father, I love our listeners. They're such a blessing to my life. Thank you for the emails I receive. And I pray that you give each one a great day. Lord, as we serve thee Friday, today, Saturday, tomorrow, Sunday, may we serve thee with gladness, humility of heart, with a fervent spirit. God, may we serve thee a lifetime is my prayer, and realizing you'll honor all that. For we ask this prayer in that lovely name of the Lord Jesus. In his name, amen. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.